USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. While holding a press conference in New York City Sunday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer responded to comments from former President Donald Trump calling to suspend the Constitution over claims of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Schumer saying he strongly condemns the comments and says the president continues to sink to new lows.
Now he's calling for an end to America's constitutional democracy. Donald Trump is out of control and a danger to our democracy.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Saturday called on Congress not to delay in passing the full-year Pentagon spending bill known as an omnibus, saying it was key to helping keep America secure.
So in our fiscal year 2023 budget, the department has requested more than $56 billion for air power, focused on the F-35 and the F-15 EX fighters, the B-21 bomber, mobility aircraft, and manned systems. You know, when you add that up, that's a lot. But we've got more to do. So let me urge Congress to pass an on-time appropriation so that we can get the capabilities to further strengthen our deterrence.
The IRS is looking to tax some of your app earnings.
The Internal Revenue Service issued a reminder for taxpayers to prepare to report transactions of at least $600 that are received through payment apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. The payment apps were previously required to send users Form 1099-K if their gross income exceeded $20,000 or they had 200 separate transactions within a calendar year. The change is intended to crack down on Americans evading taxes by not reporting the full extent of their gross income. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Just in time for colder weather and snow expected this winter, the Better Business Bureau is warning homeowners this holiday season to be on the lookout for possible door-to-door winter scams, from utility imposters to vanishing fake contractors. Better Business Bureau President and CEO Steve J. Burness says scammers are looking for all kinds of opportunities to get access to your money this winter.
We're seeing a lot of scams come in where they basically say they can help you in some way because winter is coming, whether it be construction, energy audits, or things of that nature. Even fake utility workers come to the home and basically say they'll need access to your electricity or gas lines.
Legal action follows the messy pre-sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets. More than two dozen Swifties are suing Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, alleging fraud and price fixing. Attorney Jennifer Kinder, who's filed the lawsuit in Los Angeles on Friday, had this to say.
This is a classic case of David versus Goliath, a monopoly, a monopolistic company.
The game was kind of a sleeper to watch. Here's the call on Georgia Bulldog Sports Network as Dylan Bell reels in a three-yard reception for a touchdown, giving number one Georgia a 35-7 lead over number 14, LSU.
Going to roll out, naked to the right, fires it over the middle, wide open, touchdown, Dylan Bell!
The Bulldogs went on to beat LSU 50-30 to win the SEC championship. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.